The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
At the end of the program yesterday, this program, the Pat and Stu Show, we had news about Carrie Fisher. And I'm still fascinated and sad news about her death. Remember, she got pulled off the plane in December, out cold, couldn't be awoken, and then died a few days later. The autopsy results have come out. Cocaine, methadone, heroin, ecstasy.
Good heavens.
And that doesn't, and that also, then we have the prescription, Prozac, Abilify, Lamictal. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm sure that's depression stuff, anti-depression stuff. Those were under prescription. And then she had oxycodone in her system without prescription.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, that she...
A little messed up.
But, never mind all that, because she... the primary cause of death was sleep apnea.
What?
Yeah, it's really weird.
The primary cause of death was
sleep apnea.
Yeah.
What?
Now,
what the hell are you talking about?
The coroner said that it's possible. Look, well, first the family objected to the
toxicology
at all, and the toxicology report altogether. Yeah. I mean, this was limited. Toxicology report, so it may have actually been worse. I mean, we really don't know that. It was just what this was detected and what they had. But it also, you know, they're saying that, hey, look, we don't know how much, you know, how much heroin she actually had in her system, and that could have suppressed her breathing. We went into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, you think?
A little. It's possible. Yeah. It's possible, but that's a, it's sad that that's a, it just seems like that could have been just an everyday way of life for her. Yeah. Just to get through the day.
Yeah.
And you know a little bit about this, right?
I understand. You start getting into it, and you just, it's what it takes to get through the day.
A lot of people think, like, oh, Jeffy, you know, he sleeps the day away, and he's this lazy bum. Not really. I mean, Jeffy is up 3 o'clock in the morning, making sure he can get all the drugs he needs to take into his system before he can really even go out of the house.
And you got to have it evened out, because you don't want to actually ever, you know, come down a little bit. You want to have enough with you to, you know, to ride the wave.
It's a struggle for you.